All of our videos, uniquely, are bite-sized pieces. So you can learn something in 3 to 10 minutes. You don't have to sit through a masterclass, you know, half hour, hour to try and learn something. These are point-driven exercises.
All right. Hello, everyone. Brad Heath here. Welcome to the Horse Trailer Post podcast. Today, we have Nicole Graff. She's the United States Country Manager for the Ridely app, which is the number one equestrian training app. So, Nicole, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you for having me, Brad.
Yeah, absolutely. So, we'll get started. Can you give us a brief overview of the Ridely app? And that's R-I-D-E-L-Y for our listeners, the Ridely app and its mission.
So the mission of the Ridely app is really to help every equestrian, no matter the discipline, an opportunity to learn, grow, develop with their horse. That's a really important partnership to have with your horse. And so what Ridely does is give you a huge library of training videos in all different disciplines, but also gives the platform gives also these wonderful resources that can help the, you know, educate and help the every equestrian grow and sport the equestrian lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. And how user-friendly is Ridely? And another question, what measures have you guys taken to ensure that even the least tech-savvy equestrians can benefit from the app? I know a lot of folks are anti-technology, so...
We've designed Ridely to be user-friendly, very user-friendly for every age group. I know it's really, the younger generation, you know, they're so digital, but we've created this to be really user-friendly no matter what the age group, because that's important. And our technology team takes this very, very seriously because the interface, and we're constantly upgrading to make this user-friendly and to make it as a real go-to tool to help you. There's different challenges that all these riders have, you know, so we can provide solutions to their problems, whether it's they need inspiration or help on certain movements or learning something new. We cover all the bases. We've got great tools, you know, with a calendar function and a huge, you know, searchable library, and you can create certain terms to search. So everything that's just, you know, you have it all in your pocket. You can learn some of this stuff in minutes before you get on your horse. You know, you can learn while you're waiting and watching the farrier. And so all of this is designed to help every single rider at every age and every level.
Okay. And some of these features that you guys have, what do you have that differentiates you from other apps? Like what sort of tools that perhaps I couldn't find on another equestrian app?
So, you know, our digital equestrian journal calendar is different than anybody else. It's made by equestrians for equestrians. And I use this every single day because, you know, as equestrians, if we have a goal, we've got to set a goal and work backwards from a goal. So we can track our riding and make a plan every single day, every single week, every single month, working backwards from that. Right. So you can make notes in your journal. You can, let's say your horse was a little off that day or a little stiff. You can go back and search these things. You know, I think it's important to keep track of what's happening with our horses every single day. We can, you know, post what exercise we do, and we can share that information with, you know, a co-rider, a trainer, an owner, whatever, to really keep track. So I think there's different aspects of the calendar that stand out in comparison to any others. We also have a new live share functionality where if you're going out riding or hacking, you can share your location with a loved one, family member, your trainer, so they know where you are at all times, even if you stop for 5 minutes and when you get back to the barn safely. And that's important because, as we know, it's always horse ridings can be risky. And it's here to be off riding somewhere. No one knows where we are. And, you know, really safety is a confidence building measure for us. We have groups, different community groups in the app. And that's basically a safe place where people can ask questions, really get a sense of being part of the community and away from social media. As we know, social media can be a real buzzkill and can be, you know, quite dangerous as far as, you know, the impressions that you get, you know, and this is a safe place. We monitor it all the time, you know, constantly. So people, this is a grow, you know, helping you grow as a rider, as an equestrian, even if you're just an owner or you're just a hacker, you know, this is a really safe place to get feedback and advice from experts. And the feeling is wonderful in the community. It's really growing astronomically because of that, because of the safety factor of it. And then our biggest, you know, feature in the app is our massive library of videos. So we've got over 400 videos now across the disciplines. We feature 11 Olympians, which nobody else has. And we're not talking about, you know, older Olympians. These are current Olympians, you know, even riders that just won, even from the European Championships. They're already Olympic gold medalists, but just won as last week. But all of our videos uniquely are bite-sized pieces. So you can learn something from in 3 to 10 minutes. You don't have to sit through a masterclass, you know, half hour, hour to try and learn something. These are point-driven exercises. You know, you want to learn how to learn to do a sliding stop. You know, we've got some, we've got information on that. We've got Western, we've got English, we've got dressage, we've got jumping. You want to go and learn how to, the best ways to do a half pass, or how to learn from the Olympic gold medalist Carl Hester, best points of how to do a dressage test. These are short and sweet videos that really get to the heart of your question to help you.
Wow. And so just trying to wrap my mind around this, and I'm sure our listeners are as well. So this app, I haven't downloaded it, and it is a video database of all things horses. If I have a question about X, Y, or Z, I can do a search on that and get a nice, you know, supportive video. And those videos were created by equestrians, right?
Yes.
And then you also said that I would have access or resource to community. So it's kind of like a Facebook on steroids, but in a nice tight ecosystem that's just related to you guys. There's a calendar on there. What other features am I missing? You can share your location.
As far as the video library, it's extensive. And this was created, these are created by our team internally. It's not like we've outsourced or purchased pre-existing videos from other companies. These are all done by the Ridley team. And our team are all equestrians. So we know what we're looking for, and we know how to help people, you know, in an exercise and how to explain things. So I feel we do an excellent job with that of really getting to the crux of an exercise that helps something. We've got dressage, we've got hunter jumper, we've got straight show jumping, we've got Western, we've got in hand work, we've got grooming, we've got sports psychology. You know, we've got rider fitness, we know is so important. So we've really crossing the lines of pretty much anything and everything. We've got a new series about bit fitting coming out, which is hugely important, no matter what discipline you're in. And it's educating the rider on all these different aspects, different exercises that can be used, you know, across the disciplines. But as far as the, you know, the rest of the features, the calendar is a huge feature. The groups are a huge feature because of, like you said, the significance of the community side and the safety side and getting experts' opinions from the experts that we have. They're all certified. You know, those are the live share, and I think is the safety for us. Education is about building, you know, basically about horse welfare, you know, making it better for the horse. The more education the rider has, the better it is for the horse.
Yes, you mentioned on the ride share. Is there a way to, like, if I share my location or share my details, is that shared to everyone that has access to the app, or do I select who I'm sharing this with privately?
Completely private. Completely private. You choose who you share anything with in the app. So that's just between you and your loved one or special person you've chosen.
I see that you have a standard app download and then a pro version. What's the difference between those?
So we've got the standard app. The difference between the pro and the what we call like the freemium version, the pro has all the bells and whistles. The freemium version allows you user access to limited video content and the calendar and some training logs and some of the free groups. We have some of those dedicated just to the free users. The pro version really does give you all the bells and whistles, the more groups, experts, different brands that actually align with us, you know, for freebie, for, you know, giveaways and competitions, and access to the entire video library, every single thing we have. And so the Ridely Pro bells and whistles, we've really made this cost effective for riders. You know, it's basically $2.30 a week. Comes down to 32 cents a day that you can watch a 7-time Olympian as many times as you want, all the videos. You know, we've got challenges in the app, you know, a fitness challenge with certain experts. We've got a dressage challenge with certain experts. So we really can take you with a step-by-step process with these training programs as well. We've got, I think, 17 of those in the app.
Well, yeah, so lots of disciplines, it sounds like, and all tailored specifically, you know, for a dressage or a show jumper. Do you have anything in mind, like a success story or maybe something unique that where one of your clients has utilized Ridely and it just stood out to you guys?
Yeah, absolutely. There's quite a few of those, and it's really been wonderful to hear every single one because every story is a little bit different. But, you know, we've got a rider in the stable that basically I mentioned that she's really felt the calendars help her stay structured and really making a plan when she's going out to ride to help her horse. A lot of people go out and just say, oh, I'm just going to get out and ride today, but they don't have a plan. So Ridely's helped her with the structure where she can actually, with the calendar, she can post photos and videos of herself and go back and watch them. That's the great thing about the functionality of the calendar. You can actually physically see your own progress. And it's really, you know, if she's having a problem or a question or training, she's gone into the app, searched for a video that's really helped her and being able to then see in comparison how she's done, you know, in herself and her own training with the app. So those are, we get a lot of those stories that how they've really improved in their riding by keeping track of what they're doing with their horse.
Do you guys have any features or something that you can integrate with other equestrian tech, maybe a wearable or, I don't know, something for the horse and rider?
Yes. Yeah, so we've got, you can sync it with your Apple Watch. So that works, you know, works as far as your tracking. And a lot of people are into that, the, you know, the health thing and the fitness thing. I have to be personally better about that myself, but I do use my Apple Watch and everything for my riding and then along with my tracking and then with my live share. So that's a really great safety feature with that. And we've got coming out soon, we have a new integration with another wearable device that's coming soon that actually is going to be integrated for horse health and fitness work, right? So you'll be able to track the horse's heart rate. And there's some of those things that they're available now for tracking heart rate, but this is a much more small wearable device that puts, you know, you in with your horse. It again, tells you where you're in a safety zone. Again, well, animal welfare, equine welfare. How much are you working your horse? How hard? And, you know, when you're in a danger zone, when you're not working hard enough. So it really gives the rider, no matter what level, knowledge about how their horse is working under saddle. So this is going to also be integrated with the app. It's actually integrated and ready right now. And it's we're upgrading some of the hardware is in process, but that will be an amazing new feature that's going to be integrated with the app.
Yeah, it sounds exciting. Sounds like you guys have quite a few things in the pipeline coming up. So we'll definitely be taking a look at that and seeing what you have going on. So for someone that is hearing about Ridely for the first time today, what would be your way to encourage them to download and try the app?
So, well, we've got a 7-day free trial. So you can get on there for 7 days, try anything and everything. We always welcome feedback, of course, too, but you get full access to everything for a week before you decide. And, you know, membership is really easy. You can also, just so people know, it's really a platform. So everything, you know, the app works with all its functionality. But if you really want to be at home also and just look at the videos on your computer, you can log in through the browser, the Ridely website, and use your browser to watch the videos as well. So you can, some people really like to then sit home, make a plan, put on their app, you know, while they're sitting there watching videos. So we encourage everyone to at least do the 7-day trial and, you know, be part of the Ridely community and learn from the best in the world.
Excellent. All right, Nicole, thank you so much. And for our listeners, I just want to let you guys know, Nicole and the Ridley team, they're generously offering a promotion for our podcast listeners. And as well, they'll be giving away a year free of Ridley Pro for a lucky listener to win. So just put a comment below and we'll randomly pick a winner on a Friday. So Nicole, thank you so much for joining the podcast and we greatly appreciate the time.
You are very welcome and thank you very much for having me. But for all your listeners, you're going to get a discount. Did you want me to tell you what that discount is?
Absolutely.
Now? Okay, fabulous. So basically you're going to get a 20% discount if you use the discount code PRO20. And so for all you great listeners out there, you know, we hope you take advantage of that. And thank you so much again for having us. And we look forward to watching you all on your equestrian journey.
Pleasure meeting you. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too, Brad.